I'd make you want to preach on the I am, wouldn't it? Amen. He said, I am the bread. I am the water of life. I am the way, the truth, the life. He is all of that. And praise his holy name for who he is, what he does, and how he does it. Amen. I rejoice in all that the Lord is and what he does. We're going to change things around a little bit tonight if you fellas want to come down. I'm going to preach. We're going to have altar prayer here after a while. We're not going to miss that. We're going to do that just a little bit later and turn things around a little bit tonight. We've already changed it around some, and we'll pick up on this. And I just wanted tonight to wind it up getting around the altar and praying. And on Thanksgiving night, can you think of a better thing to do than get around and pray and thank God for his goodness to us? I can't. Turn in 1 Timothy chapter number 1. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. I'm going to just try to finish up a message I started on Sunday night. And I started preaching, and I got on the first point, and God just really stirred in my heart. Didn't know I was going to go that route as thoroughly as I did, but God stirred in my heart about that, and we tried to obey God. I believe it's better to obey than to sacrifice. That's what God said. And so we endeavored to do that and praise God for his goodness to us and helping us with all of that. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. Stand, please, while I read the word of God. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Therefore I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ may show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I praise God for the scripture that we just read. Pray God will seal it to our hearts and help us. Verse number 12 is what we're looking at, that verse tonight. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you tonight, God, for the privilege we have to pray and come together, sing the songs of praise unto your name. And our hearts have been blessed and stirred by being here already tonight. I praise your name and thank you, Lord, you let us come and let us be here and share together. And the singing has stirred our hearts. And Lord, I thank you that Jesus is a great I am. And Lord, we praise your name that you are the bread of life. And I ask you tonight to speak to every heart, maybe somebody here tonight not saved. I pray tonight be the night they'd see their need and want to come and trust Jesus. Could be somebody here tonight and just needs to let you have your way in their hearts, grown cold, indifferent, whatever the need may be. David cried out, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, uphold with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. So, Lord, I pray tonight you'd help us all to be stirred and helped and encouraged and strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm looking at verse number 12 and just some things I'm thankful for. Three things are mentioned in that. And I realize that here Paul's talking about specifically himself being put into the ministry, but I pray that you listen to the message as we try to bring it to you, that we'll look at it not just in the preaching aspect of it, but I don't believe we can do danger to the scripture in applying that further in our lives as Christian people day by day. So may God help us as we look at that. Notice what he said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord. Now the first thing he says is I'm thanking him. He not necessarily there saying I'm thanking God for Christ. He said I'm thanking Christ for what he's done for me. And we got on that Sunday night, and I said, I'm thankful for the Savior. I am thankful for the Savior. The greatest thing I know to be thankful for is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What better thing is there than Jesus, or better person could you have than the Lord Jesus Christ, and be thankful for him? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Unspeakable. You can't even find words to express how you ought to thank God for Jesus. It's an unspeakable gift. We're nearing the Christmas season. People will be giving gifts, getting gifts. And some folk will be talking about things, and children will be excited about what they're getting, all that, and be trying to tell it. But Jesus is unspeakable. You try to tell it, but you can't get it told. How good he really is. Aren't you glad one day he found you where you were and loved you in spite of how low you were, and loved you in spite of the condition you were in, and loved you when you were unlovable, and saved you by his marvelous grace and brought you into his kingdom. I say praise God and the Lamb forever for the Lord Jesus Christ. How good that he really is. I've got to get off that. I preached that Sunday night, but tonight as we come around the altar, the main thing I want to thank him for is he loved me, gave himself for me, and that he loved you and gave himself for you, that you too might be saved. And tonight, if you're not saved, I pray that God would speak to your heart and you come to know Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Now look at the next phrase in that verse. It says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me. And I want to thank him for strength that he's given to us. Amen. And I certainly need some enablement, I can tell you that. Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. John 15:5, Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse number 27, the eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Now you tell me how much better strength you can have than that. Underneath everlasting arms of the Lord God himself. And he is. And Jesus said, without me, if I thanked him for being my Savior, I thank him for being my strength. He is my strength. He's my refuge. He's where I hide. He's where I am. You remember Moses got put in that cleft of the rock one day, and God put his hand up. Moses couldn't have got out of there if he wanted to. Amen. He was put there by God and protected by God, and God passed by. I say hallelujah. And let Moses get a glimpse of the glory. I praise God for the reality of being in Christ Jesus. I just don't know about him. I've been put in him. I am now in him. And so he's my Savior. He's my strength. And the scriptures, he gives us scriptures. The word tells us about him, and the word, he said, I am the word come down from him. Hey, he is the word, and we have a written word. He's a living word, and I praise God he's our strength. In Psalms 1, a blessed man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodliness, stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In this law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I say hallelujah. Why, I strength in that. Whatever he does shall prosper. If he's in the scripture, in the word of God. And let me encourage you tonight, as we come to thank God, let's praise God that we have a Bible. Let's praise God we have the scriptures, that we have preserved word of God that we can read and study and hide in our hearts, that we not sin against God, and that he's a light and a lamp in our feet, and a light in our path. I thank God that he is all of that, and the scriptures he's given to us so that we might have those to read and study and hide in our hearts, and he might help us. Then the Holy Spirit, and you can't separate God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son. So the Spirit lives within us. And the Son is our Savior. The Spirit is our paraclete. He's our helper. He's our one that comforts us. He's the one that empowers us, strengthens us. I've talked about the power of God being on us as well as in us. And I want to say tonight again, thank God for the presence of the living God. Thank God for the reality of being in the house of God tonight. Thank God we come together and know Jesus as our Savior. Hear singing like we've heard and open the Word of God and read it and think about Him being our Savior. Think about the Scriptures. Think about the Spirit being our guide. He's our help, and I praise His name and thank God that He is. He's greater in us than in the world. 1 John 4:4 says, I believe that with all my heart, don't you? Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world, the Bible says, and I believe that. You remember when Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Tonight we come together on this Thanksgiving Eve. I want to say praise God for Him being my Savior and that He is my strength. And here He said He enabled me, putting me into the ministry. Now He enabled me, made me able. He helped me. And when God called me to preach, I surely said, first thing I said was, I can't do that. And probably the first thing God wanted to hear me say was, I can't do that. Because if I thought I could do that, I'd be in a mess sure enough. Because I try it in the energy of the flesh, and it never works that way. It has to be God in it. I'm glad I know I'm saved, and I'm thankful I know God laid His hand on me and called me to preach the Word of God. Amen. Mama didn't call me. In fact, is when I called Mama and told her God called me to preach, she's kind of silent for a little bit. I think she thought, you've made a mistake, boy. I was bashful, backward, and everything else, and all of that stuff. But God, I would never pick me, I tell you that right now. But God did, and I praise His name and thank Him for what He's enabled. And I couldn't do anything by myself. All of it's grace and mercy and the power of God. Anything that ever happened in my life in preaching is because of God Himself. I praise His name tonight, and I stand here tonight of a testimony of the grace of God and what God can do in a life. I praise Him and thank Him for it. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, I just want to praise His name. I'm glad He enabled me, putting me in the ministry. But He enabled you too. He may not have called you to preach, but He's enabled you to live for God. Somebody said, I get saved, but I can't live for God. That's a good first answer. I believe God likes to hear that first thing too. I can't live it, because you can't live for God. In yourself, in the energy of flesh, you'd fail just as sure as you're sitting where you sit. But I'm glad, praise God, Jesus came and went away and sent the Spirit back in the world to enable you to live for the living God. Aren't you glad He enables you to do that? Aren't you glad He can take away that's in your life, that was in there? Don't you remember what God did for you when He saved you? You remember what you was doing before you got saved? Some of you drinking out of the wrong fountain before you got saved. But God changed your fountain, amen, Brother Bob. Praise God. I'm glad, amen. Somebody said I didn't quit drinking, I just changed fountains. That's a good way to put it, I guess. But anyway, I'm glad, praise God. Being saved is better than getting drunk any day. Amen. Being saved better than getting high on drugs. Getting saved better than any kind of immorality that you may be involved in. Being saved, knowing God, having peace in your heart, laying down at night and saying, glory, hallelujah, I'm saved. Jesus comes tonight, I'm going to heaven. And if He doesn't come, if I die, I'll go to heaven. I'm just glad I'm saved. That's the enablement of God. God enables you to do that. And God enables you to do the witness for Him and gives you power that you may be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, preacher, I can't witness. That woman at the well, I want you to get this. John chapter 4, the woman at the well in Samaria. She had never been to Sunday school. She'd never been in a church service like this. She'd never read a gospel tract. She had never been taught what the steps are for salvation. She did not know the Romans road. She did not know the John road. She didn't know any of that. But she was at a well, and Jesus came by and saved her, and she left her water pot, went back to town, and told them about Jesus, and the whole town got stirred up. And some of them came out and heard Him, got saved, but some of them got saved. before they even come out and said they believe, before they even got there. And she didn't have anything what we've got. And she went back. You know what she's doing? She's simply telling them what Jesus did for her. She said, I met a man. I met somebody you need to meet. I'm glad, praise God, anybody and everybody that's really saved can tell somebody. Else somebody says one beggar, tell another beggar where you can find bread. Amen. That's a good way of putting it. I thank God for it. Then said this. Notice the last thing in that verse. It said, I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord. Number one, I thank him for the Savior. Number two, who have enabled me, that strength, and their service, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Now, God never uses anybody that's not faithful. God always looks for faithfulness. Amen. And moreover, quite a steward, that a man be found faithful, Paul said, right in the church at Corinth. And so as we think about this, I thank God he put us into ministry, and that God called us to preach and scared us to death and all that. But God has wonderfully blessed, and I'd be like Brother Tim sang tonight. I thank God for the times he forgave me, picked me up, and helped me. And I'm glad God helps us in all these things. But I'm telling you tonight, I praise God for it. But you have a part in the ministry, although you may not be called to preach. You may not be a missionary per se. Brother Clark and them, they go to Mexico. Brother Jeff works in the mission office. Other missionaries we got around the world, different places doing different things. And they're a part of it. God's called them for that. But you here at home, God has put you here and enabled you and put you in to be a part of the ministry that you too may share in their ministry. I'm glad. Praise God. I'm not in this thing by myself. I'm glad you're in with me. Amen. If you wasn't, I'd be in a mess, I can tell you that. And if we wasn't in with the missionaries, they'd be in a mess. And we all got to be in it together, amen. And so let's praise God and thank God tonight that we have a privilege to serve him. Amen. A privilege. I preached here a while back, and I mentioned this, and I can't get over it. And Paul writing the church at Corinth, he mentioned this. We are laborers together with God. Now, I can't get over that, because being a laborer with God is such a thought that when I really meditated upon it, it stirred my heart to a depth that I'm laboring not only for God, but with God. It's God's will. It's God's work. It's God's vineyard. It's God's word. It's God's people he's working through. And it's people that he wants to save to make them a part of his people. And so it's all his harvest. And he said we're laborers together with God. I say tonight, I praise him. I thank him on this Thanksgiving Eve. He's my Savior. I'm thankful that he's my strength, because I don't have any. I couldn't do anything without him. And I thank God he lets me serve him, because he gives me strength to do so. Aren't you glad you get to serve God? Amen. Isn't it a privilege to serve the Lord? Amen. We sometimes get tired in the way, but never tired of the way. I'm glad God lets us serve him and be a part of the ministry of God. And you as a person, no matter who you are, if you're saved, you're a part of that. I'm gonna stop right there tonight. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed over the house. I want to ask you a question. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, how many of you could honestly know for sure that you could thank God tonight, and you want to thank God for saving you by an uplifted hand? Know you're saved by an uplifted hand. Over the house. God bless your hearts. Amen. Praise God. See some up in the balcony, some down here. All over the house. People raising their hands. Praise the Lord for that. Tonight, I wonder if there's anybody in the house that raise your hand and say, preacher, I'm not saved. I do not know Jesus. I'm concerned enough to slip my hand up and say, pray for me. Anyone? Anyone tonight and say, preacher, I realize the fact tonight that I'm not where I need to be. I just want you to pray for me. In the spiritual realm, I need God to help me. Anybody here want to slip your hand up, take it back down? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Put them down. Thank you so much. Father, we tonight bow our heads and humble our hearts and say thank you for our Savior. Thank you for the strength that you are to us. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege to serve you. And thank you tonight, God, we can come together like this on Wednesday night, on Thanksgiving Eve, and thank you for all these things. Thank you, Lord, for all the other blessings you give to us which are too numerous for us to name. Father, we can name them one by one, never get them named, but we thank you, God, for all. Then tonight I want to thank you for those who lifted their hands and said, I'm saved. I honestly say I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I thank you for those hands. I thank you for those people, the hearts of those people. Then I pray for those that lifted their hands and they said, pray for me. And those that lifted their hands and they realized they need something spiritual in their life. And Father, they were honest enough and cared enough to slip their hand up and say, pray for me. I tonight, Lord, pray for them the best I know how and ask you in Jesus' name to help them. And then, Father, over this house, I pray you to help all of us as the invitation is given to do whatever it is you want us to do in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I want you to stand to your feet, please.